It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Live like a woman week. What's that?
This is how long my incision is that they pulled Hudson out of.
Yeah, we're still talking about childbirth because
this long.
Whoa. Fascinating.
It's literally one line this long, and they pulled a whole baby out of that.
What were his stats when he was born?
7'3".
Holy crap! How
that's
long?
Little.
7'3". Jesus. Child was huge.
Oh my God.
Says the non-parent.
7 pounds, 3 ounces.
I know.
And he was 3 weeks early because I had a nervous breakdown because, you know, hello, I was going through a divorce. So he came out early.
He'd have been a 10-pounder for the love of St. Peter if he'd right. stayed in there.
They would have been a 10-pounder if I had had him, if he'd stayed in.
Well, fast forward 5 years later, his parent-teacher conferences
oh
now.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, first of all, let me just say, I have two kids in two different school districts. What a pain in my butt right now. Because Owen's in New Berlin.
Yeah.
And then Hudson's up in Sussex Hamilton, which I get asked about all the time. They're like, why is one? I'm like, well, my ex-husband lives in like the Menominee Falls area, but they're like in some weird way intertwined. Like the Sussex Hamilton, Menominee Falls, they all go together or
yeah.
whatever, and then they don't. But some, whatever. Point
school
is,
school districts are weird sometimes.
I had to go to two different schools, you know, 30 minutes apart for these conferences. So yesterday was Hudson's, which next year they'll be at the same school. Yes!
Yeah.
Hudson's just there for 4K, and then he'll go to kindergarten with Owen next year. But we don't have 4K in New Berlin. So, not free at 4K, because you know I'm cheap.
Healthy,
so I go to the conference, and I sit down, and I love both their teachers. Mm-hmm. I have had no issues with any of their teachers so far, knock on wood. And I go in, she's like, I have to tell you a story about Hudson. I'm like, oh God. She's like, no, I have to tell you this. I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know, every day we have our little circle on the carpet, and we talk about our favorite thing of the day.
Yeah totally.
You know, Hudson's very into the Toy Story toys and whatever.
Oh yeah, Toy Story 4.
We're
just talking about that coming out.
When does that come out next year?
Yeah.
June
of 2019.
So she said all the kids are sitting there and they're telling everyone what they liked for the day, and the little girl raises her hand and says, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so she said the teachers were like both turned because none of the kids get it, right? And she said she looked up, the other teacher looked at her, they were like trying not to die.
Right.
Hudson plays with Woody from Toy Story every day.
Yeah.
But the little girl raised her hand, the 4-year old, and said, I love playing with Hudson's Woody. And so I told his teacher, Mrs. H, I said, I'm going to write that down. And in 20 years, I'm going to tell him about that because that's hysterical.
If that was said in a workplace, you would be arrested for speaking out of.
Yes.
That is too. Yes.
You play with what now? His what? His Woody? Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah. And so, but she said he was a good kid, which, I mean, I know they're good kids, but they're a handful. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They have their challenges, but, you know, Hudson had a good parent-teacher conference.
Gina and I spent an hour with your kids in an Applebee's, and it was like, a month and a half.
God.
I was like, will you please go away now?
Wait, do you remember how Hudson had his fall parade a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh,
and
yes.
He was walking at the front of the class holding the banner through the gym, and he knocked the other kid over. Mm-hmm.
And he laughed at his friend when
and
he fell.
And then he laughed because he's, you know, classic Hudson.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we like to keep him near an adult. I said, I am the one with the kid that always needs to be by a grown-up.
Right. Much like his mother needs to be by a grown-up at all times.
It's true. It's true.
Aha!
Your Gibbons, whatever your name is.
Oh, no, that was a Gina statement right there.
Yeah, that was
so
Gina
anyway,
coming out.
Props to the teachers. If I could do the raising my hands up for the teachers at parent-teacher conferences. Ooh. I know you're in hell right now. Good luck. You'll get through it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KissFM.com.